Elementary School Parent-Teacher Associations, PTAs. They might conjure up images of bake sales and silent auctions, but how much money do you think a PTA really raises? $10,000, $20,000? Well, that's what Jeremy Adam Smith used to think. He's a reporter for the San Francisco Public Press.
I didn't believe that PTA budgets were actually that big. The San Francisco Unified budget is almost $700 million. And if you have a bunch of parents raising money, raising, say, $50,000 for the school, well, what difference does that make?
Well, it turns out parents make a big difference. In 2011, the latest year that data is available, parents at San Francisco elementary schools collectively raised over $5 million for their kids' schools. That's just one of the many surprising trends reporter Jeremy Adam Smith and his colleagues found when they analyzed 10 years' worth of PTA tax records.
Well, what we found was that since 2002, PTA budgets have increased by 800%, and they have quadrupled since the start of the recession, which is also the start of budget cuts in San Francisco Unified. So during a period when budgets were being cut to the bone, and the worst year was 2010, when they cut $113 million out of the budget, San Francisco PTAs were raising huge amounts of money. Now, when we looked a little deeper, we found out that just 10 schools were raising half the money. That's 10 schools out of 71 elementary schools. And we only looked at elementary schools, I should say.
That sounds like it makes sense that the amount of donations and the amount of PTA fundraising, the numbers there would be high during a recession.
Right. Well, you know, except for a couple of things. One is that throughout the district, poverty was rising. So during this period, you saw a lot more schools with a lot more poor students. And when we analyzed PTA budgets in relation to poverty at the school, we discovered that poverty predicted PTA budget, and this stands to reason. So the more affluent the student body, the more money the PTA could raise. So this means fundamentally that at a majority of schools, they weren't able to fundraise their way out of the budget cuts, and a small number were. So what did this look like? We looked specifically at four schools, and we especially looked at two schools, Groton in the Haight and Junipero Serra in Bernal Heights, which is called J. Serra by its fans. Groton is a relatively affluent school. So only 21% of the students qualify for free and reduced lunch. Their PTA budget is about $350,000. That includes their after-school program, I should mention, which is about $75,000 or so. And, you know, when I asked the principal, Matthew Reedy, who is a wonderful guy and a great leader, have you had to lay off anybody during this period of budget cuts, these 5 years of budget cuts? He said no. And the reason we didn't have to do that is because our PTA was able to raise the money, donate it to the general fund of the school. In that way, we were able to stave off layoffs. And also, when I looked at the PTA budget, I realized that they were paying for all or part of the salaries of six staff people.
They were able to keep staff people on and pay their salaries.
Yes. Not only did they prevent layoffs, but they were able to expand their staffing. And this is reflected in the rise of their standardized test scores. I mean, you can see that their decision to invest in academics really paid off for student achievement.